Hi, I'm Kate Nash, and you're listening to the House of Tracks podcast.
Thursday night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say, you'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling, why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a shit. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go but I can't. And every time we fight I know it's not right, every time that you're up. Your friends, mate, cause they are much fitter. Yes, it was childish and you got aggressive and I must admit that I was a bit scared, but it gives me thrills to wind you up. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go. Don't want to look at your face, cause it's making me sick. You've gone and got sick on my trainers, I only got these yesterday. Oh my gosh, I cannot be bothered with this. Well, I'll leave you there till the morning and I purposely won't turn the heating on. And dear God, I hope I'm not stuck with this one. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation and I know that I should let go but I can't. And every time we fight I know it's not right, every time that you're upset and that smile I know I should forget but I can't. And every time we fight I know it's not right, every time that you're upset.
Okay, so that was Kate Nash, Foundations, and this is the third ever House of Tracks podcast. Woohoo!
Hey.
This time I thought I'd do them completely unmixed, because last time it was all mixed together.
A bit more chatting this time.
Yeah, there's more chatting. So, on with the music. Next up, I thought I'd play some Late of the Pier.
Yeah, we saw these ages ago, didn't we?
Yeah, at The Sky Ain't Grey.
Yeah.
And we weren't really paying attention, were we, let's be honest.
We were playing with glow sticks and drawing it on their hands, which is naughty and you shouldn't do. Yeah. But it was fun.
Now they're taking off, and we can use that information to make it seem like we're new. Anyway, they're from Nottingham, and can you believe they're still unsigned?
Really?
Yeah, they're playing all these festivals and everything, and they're still unsigned.
That won't last long, will it?
Snap the It's awesome.
Yes, that was Cajun Dance Party with Buttercups. Ah, what a nice tune.
It was, we had a little dance.
Lovely little tune. A bit slow to, like, properly dance to, but you could sway.
We swayed.
You could have a good sway to Cajun Dance Party. Okay, so next up
What's
is
next?
Envelopes. They're from Sweden.
Which of their songs are you going to play? I quite like Smoke of the Desert.
Oh, no.
And Calypso.
No, I'm going to play a B-side.
All right.
Called Put on Hold.
It's
so cool. It's their normal sound, like their single, Free Jazz. It's a bit kind of like guitar-y, but their B-side, oh my god, it's so cool. Anyway, yeah, they're on Brill Records, same label as Good Shoes and The Knife. The Knife are from Sweden as well. Okay, so this is Envelopes with Put on Hold. Set with them. Do you want to say what that one was?
It was Envelopes, Put on Hold.
Very good. Yes. What did you think?
I liked.
I'm surprised.
I liked the voice in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. You have been put on hold.
It's alright, they already know.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so next up I thought I'd play some. Oh, what am I playing next? I haven't thought this through.
Next up we're playing the Kiss Away Trail.
That's right, with 61. We saw them at the Great Escape Festival. They're a bit samey. I don't really like them. But this song, the beginning of this song at least, is so good.
Just it's like,
it's a bit 90s, but yeah. Okay, so this is the Kiss Away Trail at 61. Okay, so that was the Kissaway Trail was 61. Anthemic, big, noisy. They were pretty good live. I think the light show made the performance more than the actual guys themselves. They're so unfashionable.
But good for them.
Yeah, I suppose. They're doing it their way. So, next up, this guy's playing Rock Mess, I'm going to in a couple of weeks. They're a little bit electro, but don't put off, Lily. It's called Oh My Gosh, and it's by...
Is it the Kaiser Chiefs?
No, not quite. It's by A Man Like Me.
But A Man Like... Well, what's his name?
A Man Like Me.
That's not a name.
Yes, it is.
It's not the name of the band.
He's A Man Like Me, and it's A Man Like Me.
It's not David Apple.
No, it's just A Man Like Me. It's not,
okay.
It's not me.
Oh, right.
But I'd be a bit of a weird name, me.
But is he a bit like you?
No.
Okay.
He's not. He's a man not like me.
Alright, got you.
And he's called A Man Like Me.
Okay.
He's a liar. That's what he is. So here's the liar.
Wait, he's called the liar?
No. The magical, spectacular, transgressive part of the podcast. Yes, this part of the programme is dedicated to Toby and Tim of Transgressive Records. So we've got, I think, four transgressive records.
Four? Wow.
Yeah, a bit of an overkill. but they deserve it, they're very cool guys. Okay, so this is Foles with Two Steps Twice. We'll be right back.
too keen on that one. Who was that?
That was Battle.
All right.
With The Longest Time.
They're okay, it's just a bit...
He thinks they're samey. Yeah, Didi thinks the same. She doesn't like them. She thinks they're all posers.
All right. I couldn't say. Can't see them.
I think they're all right. They've got a few good tracks, like Tendency and that new one. I really like that guitar part at the end. That's pretty good. They're nothing special. But, you know, it's a good tune. Don't slag it off.
Okay, sorry.
Stop being, you and Didi, God, it's so critical.
So what's next?
I thought I'd play some Young Knives. All right, now I would play their amazing, cool new stuff, like, you know, Terra Firma, Fit For You, but I don't think they've actually recorded it yet. That's how new it is. They're playing it live at all their gigs, but they haven't recorded it yet, so I can't really play that. We could play the bit of the interview with them where they sing.
Where Henry sings them, doesn't he? In a series of la's, so this is pre-lyrics.
La 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 la. Lots of that.
We can't play any of that. I suppose we could play Worcestershire Madman.
Okay.
Or something off their album. In the Pink. What do you want to play? Anything you like.
Elaine!
Elaine, yes. Yeah! Why not? We'll play
Retro.
Elaine.
Retro.
So this is Elaine.
Yay.
Hello, we're the Young Knives, and you're listening to the House of Tracks podcast.
Elaine, 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 hello. Please don't see my faults and make me go. I was only trying to be nice. Only trying to be as spice. Excuse this rude awakening, it's my
That was Elaine.
Okay. Love it.
We're still in the transgressive section,
yeah.
Obviously, and I thought I'd play one of mine, because
right.
I'm starting to transgressive.
What you could have said instead was play some of the young, the humanised, and they're going to introduce it themselves. This is the
humanised. Oh, that's brilliant. I'll do that, okay. Hi, I'm the Human Knives, and you're listening to the House of Tracks podcast. yes, I'm the Human Knives. I've never played any Human Knives in one of our podcasts.
It's about time you did. Self-promotion.
Too right. Too right. So this is Tremblings of Drailwalls. Enjoy. Yes, that's the end of the transgressive section of the show.
Aww.
Aww. Well, goodbye. Goodbye, transgressive section of the show.
Do you know
what we're playing next?
Yes, we're playing Kitty, Daisy and Lewis.
That's right, yes. I first saw them at the Rock and Roll Cinema.
I haven't seen them.
In London. You haven't seen them?
No.
Missing out. I met them in the queue to a Good Shoes gig.
I don't remember you telling me now.
And I offered them some cake. Because I had some cake in the tray. You're always in the queue. They were looking at me with such envious eyes, like, God, I've got a tray full of cakes. I wish I had a cake.
So Kitty Lewis.
Kitty, Daisy, and Lewis.
Is that like a family? That's a family band.
It's a family band, yeah. There's a mum and a dad and three of the kids. They're very good. They play kind of like 50s music almost. So here it is. Ooh-wee, you're fine. Ooh-wee, I know you're mine.
telling me nothing can go wrong. You hold me when I'm happy, you see me when I'm blue. I never have to tell you cause you know just what to do. Kind of love you give me fills me all the time. Yeah, fill me, baby, chill me, baby, move me, baby, groove me, baby, fill me all the time. Chill me, baby, move me all the time. When I'm happy, you see me when I'm blue. I never have to tell you cause you know just what to do. Ooh-wee, kind of love to give me fills me all the time. Ooh-wee,
Daisy and Lewis.
Yeah, with Ooey off the Camden Crawl CD. Yeah, so next up is Cold War Kids.
I like Cold War Kids.
Yes, everyone likes Cold War Kids. It was the Young Knives that first told us about Cold War Kids, remember that?
Yeah.
Good band, Americans. And this is their new single, Hospital Beds.
Thank you. dozens. Bring your nieces and your cousins. Come put out the fire on us.
Okay, so that was Cold War Kids with Hospital Beds. Lovely tune.
Yeah.
What a lovely tune. Yeah. We love the Cold War Kids.
Are we playing the Wombats next?
Yeah, their new single, Kill the Director.
Do you remember when we saw the Wombats?
Yeah, we saw them.
Ages ago.
Nice guys, anyway.
Yeah, lovely.
So yeah, Kill the Director, such awful lyrics, really. I think
they're going to be big though, really. I think
they're really getting a lot of
radio play. They're getting a lot of radio play as well, which is, you know, good for them.
Yeah, simple tunes.
Yeah,
awful lyrics. Brilliant band though.
Happy songs.
Yeah, a real party band. Lots of ooze. Yeah. Yeah. So this is Kill the Director.
Met someone that makes me feel seasick. Oh, what a skill to have. Oh, what a skill to have. So many skills that make her distinctive. No, they're not mine to have. No, they're not mine. Whenever she looks, I read the nearest paper. No, I don't care about the soaps. No, I don't care about the soaps. Though I'm acting like I'm in an EastEnders episode. Gender I'll never understand.
Another song about a gender that the Wombats will never understand.
I'm sorry, those lyrics are awful. They should just stick to the ooze.
Exactly, yeah. Have you never listened to the lyrics before?
I have, but you sort of don't really pay attention, you know, when you're doing other stuff, listening to music. I like the music, but the lyrics, what was that song about? Carrots as well?
God knows, honestly. But, oh dear, yes, Wombat.
They're a bit gimmicky as well with their Wombat they carry around with them. But good band still, lovely blokes.
They're going to be huge.
Yeah, good for them.
Okay, what's next?
Mordor. No, whenever I hear Mordor, the word, it sounds like a Mordor from Lord of the Rings, which is a bit geeky, but that's me.
Yeah. So this is... Good shoes.
Oh.
Well, go and eat our Chinese food over. Drunken fools singing 80s tunes and they'll be singing out of tune, saying get the foreigners out of my area. And skinhead in the barbarico, this is not the sort of place you want to take your kids to. £50 shops and nothing left to win. Slay me, I win more harden. Government not noticing the queen, super drug and KFC assists everything you need for a kosher city, which is everything you need to promote burglary on. Bugger this in the countryside, a skinhead coming at you with a knife, all but you do. Must have stolen wrong about society, or is it more hardened? Is it? The news today, a youth killed himself in a horrible way. He hung himself from the local supermarket car park. And walking down Cannon Hill Lane, I saw the flowers lay where a car crash and place a drug dealer crashed into a chicane. Sort of sums up where we live. But with more harden, Berlin, modern.
Good, so that was Good Shoes. Good. Not to be confused with Good Books.
No.
Different band.
No,
very
completely
different band. Actually, I met Chris, the bassist from Good Books, and I said, oh, hi, Chris. Yeah, you're in Good Shoes, aren't you? And he looked at me and he was like, it's Good Books. And I was like, oh dear God, no.
Stacey.
Yes. Okay, so next up, Help She Can't Swim. They're on the cover of this month's issue.
Sweet.
And then Party Shank with Gary.
Right.
All you do is sigh and say hello. I wait for each other to unlock the phone. Run yourself dry through these walls. No wonder that these things get so tired. And he can't stand this jealousy. And she can't stand this jealousy. But the circle you move it is always there. So it's no surprise to go nowhere. We communicate this city age and it's tearing you apart. Cause you talk too much and you don't talk it now. Everyone must be attainable at all times. Why didn't you answer? You said you were mine. And now you're lost without it. How did we get sucked into this? The ads or the eyes Bohemia. Everybody raise your hands, say we got right. Do you remember when we didn't have these things? Do you remember when we didn't have these things? We communicate this city age and it's tearing you apart. Cause you talk too much and you don't talk it now. I was waiting for you to call me.
Much Can't Swim with Idle Chatter, and then Party Shank.
Party Shank, wow. Well, they have some good ideas. Theoretically, they should be great. They used all these toys for instruments and stuff. But to me, it's just a racket.
You don't like them?
No, they're a bit high pitched for my delicate ears, I think.
It's brilliant, it's good stuff. I saw them supporting Foals. Mike's Knight, ARF, I bought Retry Fail in Oxford. He's such a cool guy, he's such a brilliant knight. It's a shame that everything's in London. It's good that Mike's making something happen in Oxford.
Yeah, I like Oxford.
Yeah, Oxford's cool. But yeah, they were amazing. They were screaming into my phone, jumping around.
I can imagine they're good live, because it must be really good to watch them.
Yeah.
But as I said, no, they're a bit high-pitched.
Not up your street. Unfortunately, hate to break this to you, we've come to the end of our podcast. Oh. It's the end. We've got one tune left.
Yay!
And it's by the wonderful, they were on the cover last month, Victorian English Gentlemen's Club.
Yeah, I like the Vic Gents, the Vic as Gents, we call them.
Yeah.
The Germans from Solihull, as are House of Tracks.
It's true.
Half of the team. No. Yeah, half of the team.
Three quarters?
No, half of the team were born in Solihull.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And so was a third of the Victorian English Gentlemen's Club. But they met in Cardiff, so.
Yes. House of Tracks podcasts, number one for fractions. good stuff. So yeah, I'll let the Victorian English Gentlemen's Club introduce the last song. It's called Under the Ewes. I thought I'd play an album track rather than a single.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, it's good. Oh, goodbye as well.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the podcast. Listen to us again. Listen to the older ones if you haven't listened to the older ones. And read the magazine, for God's sake.
And sign up for the mailing list.
And join up for the mailing list. And join the
forum.
Join
the forum.
Goodbye.
We've got to do the forum already. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're the Victorian English Gentlemen's Club, and you listen to the House of Tracks.
Under the ewes. Under the ewes. Under the ewes. Under the ewes. Under the born on the 5th, the 5th, on the 5th. He died on the 5th, the 5th, on the 5th. The congregation walked under the ewes. They walked so softly.
Walked down.